November 12th, 2024, Board of Selectmen meeting to order, and we'll start. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
Sue.
Pat. Brian is absent this evening. So start off with the approval of the minutes.
I move the minutes from October 28th of the public session be accepted as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Pat.
Move the minutes from the non-public minutes from October 28th be accepted as presented.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
None here.
All right. All those in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Pat. We are going to hold off on department reports, and we're going to get an assessing update from Steve.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Good evening. How are you? I think you have a handout that will help to talk about what has occurred in the revaluation and what the results are preliminarily. We had distributed to all of the taxpayers a notice, an invitation to come and meet with myself or one of my team members to learn more about the assessing process, what may happen, what probably won't happen, and how the revaluation affects them, and give them the opportunity to point out anything that they think is important for us to understand in the valuation of their property. We've had about 80 of those meetings.
Wow.
Which is actually on the low end of what we would anticipate. So it was 5 years ago that the last revaluation occurred. And for a five-year period of time, we would say between 6 and 10% of the properties would come to this kind of an informal meeting. So the number that we've had represents less than the 6%. So we have another day to go tomorrow, and there'll be a few stragglers here and there.
They're going to probably have their listening over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any of these meetings are all informal, so, and they're not required by law. This is a benefit that you have provided to the taxpayers to get some questions answered before they get a tax bill in their hand. And so the handout starts with the results of the revaluation in terms of the statistical performance, which is probably easiest to understand if I talk you through some of it. The most important numbers are not the first ones that you look at. They're the median sales ratio. So that is the midpoint of the ratios of the assessment divided by the selling price. So how close are the assessments to full market value? In this case, we're at 100% of market value, 1.0044. So we've achieved market value estimate. The next important one is the coefficient of dispersion, or the COD. That tells us how close to the target, what ring in the target are we hitting. And so acceptable is 20 or under. A good performance would be 15 or so. Or below, we're at 5.55, which is really good. That's pretty good performance. You don't want it to be too low, because then there's concern that there's targeting of valuation. But I'll show you in some of the graphs that will follow this how it's distributed among different sizes of property, among different sizes of lots among different neighborhoods. And it will show how evenly the distribution of these values were. The last important calculation is the price-related differential at the, near the top. That is the measurement of how the vertical equity, our low-end homes being overvalued or are they being fairly valued in relation to everybody else. And so the price related differential should be between 0.98 and 1.03. And being at 1.016 is right in that range and shows pretty good vertical equity, good performance through the levels of valuation. So this is a ratio study performed. All of the sales, the arm's length sales, so typically marketed unrelated parties that have transferred properties from April 1st of 2023 through March 31st of 2024. It includes all of the types of property, all of the styles of property, includes vacant sales. I think there's only one vacant property in the sale. But if we go to the next page in, Candia median assessment, AS, assessment to sale ratio by neighborhood. So this is the distribution of how those valuations have occurred in the different neighborhoods. And you can see that the median ratio for those different neighborhoods is a little bit of variation, but it's pretty close to 100, you know, on either side of 100, which is what we want to see.
May I stop you for 1 second? What are these neighborhoods? There are three of them.
Yes. So neighborhood E is the average or typical location. Neighborhood F is a little bit better than average, mm-hmm. and neighborhood G is a pretty good location. Mm. So more of a subdivision location rather than an existing mm-hmm. road.
Okay, thank you.
That's a great question. Mm. The short little lines that you see there, that just refers to the number of occurrences mm-hmm. in that category. So if we go to the next chart, which is the median assessment to sale ratio by acreage, so the size of the lot, whether it's below a half acre or between 2 and 10 acres, there's still a pretty good distribution of those ratios. There's really no variation off of 100%, except for really one category that has one example in it. And the reason it's important to look at it in these different ways is so that you can be sure that we didn't just dial in on the values and say, oh, the values are good. But by slicing it in different manners, then you can see that there's still good distribution, regardless of how we look at it. Because the distribution of those lot sizes is different than the neighborhood distribution. If we go next, story height, which is important in our calculations, but not necessarily important in the understanding of the valuation, but it's another way to slice that sample so that you can see that regardless of which way it's sliced, there's still good distribution and good equity within the model. Not perfect, but good. Median assessment to sale ratio by effective area. So that's the size of the home, counting the living area and all of the attendant areas of the house. And you can see, again, still really good distribution, some variation, not perfect, but it shouldn't be perfect.
And this is square feet?
So that is square feet, yes. Okay. The next one is by year of construction. So there's a range of built between 1772 and 1799, 1800 to 1827, 1968 to 1995, and 1996 to 2023. You can see that the distribution, while not perfect, again, is still pretty good and shows reasonable distribution. Again, if it were more than plus or minus 20%, then we'd be really worried. But having a distribution of about 6%, this is what we would anticipate to see. Not having dialed in on any of the particular sale properties.
Now, the other part of this graph is telling the number.
Yeah.
Like that's one, and then that's 2023, there's nine, so that's what that is.
That's a larger bar, right.
Right.
Yeah. It's trying to convey maybe a little too much information at one time, but that's what the computer program does, and there's no way to turn that off.
All right.
Although I wish we could sometimes. The last slide is by building quality, the quality of construction. And that ranges from builder's grade type construction up to good plus 10, which is a pretty good quality of construction. So better quality materials, better quality cabinetry, casework, windows, exterior details. So,
what's the percentage of homes that you actually assessed the interior?
So we don't have a huge amount of success in getting into the interior of the property, but we do have the benefit of having the building inspector's office right here.
Yep.
And we do go in there and pull records and look at the way things are. We also look at multiple listing of properties that have transferred, because there's usually an exhaustive amount of pictures that will give us a really good indication. So we use every data source that's available. So that's about where we are in a nutshell. We're close to the end of having the hearings. We're inspecting properties that where concerns and issues have been raised during the hearing process. When people ask us, we'll go out and inspect the property. We had a number of those at the end of last week, and we'll have more this week. And then we'll be getting ready to present the summary report of value, the MS1 report, to DRA so that they can move forward with setting a tax rate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about that.
That's getting pretty tight now. This is almost the middle of November.
And they need
30 days. December.
Yeah. Well, and that was part of the challenge of doing this revaluation, mm-hmm. with the conversion from the Vision Camera system to the Avatar
right.
system. I think we knew before we even signed up to do the work that this is about the time that would be.
Most
be
of our revals every 5 years, we always get into.
And I never know whether it's good to send it right before Christmas, right after Christmas, that type of thing.
So we should get the MS1 completed about December sometime.
Within the next week or week and a half.
I really appreciate you coming in, Steve. I really do. I asked for this. Some of the questions that people had on social media were, they were kind of freaking out because their assessment doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, I don't know as they understand how the total town assessment doubles, and then we divide that with the revenue and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
So if you could maybe address that to some of the people that might be on.
And it's a really good question, mm-hmm. because the amount of money that needs to be raised was voted by the voters in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so that amount of money is fixed in the school and here in the town. That gets divided by the value of all of the property, the new value of all of the property. And it's a simple fraction. Mm-hmm. When you have a fixed amount that's divided by a larger number, the result will go down in a similar way.
Mm-hmm.
It may not perfectly match up, but I'll give you an example. I mean, we finished up a revaluation in the town of Stratham earlier in the summer, and they had been 5 years since their last revaluation,
okay.
And their tax rate last year was $20.91, mm-hmm. and this year it's $13.12.
Yeah. Right. So the similar total impact assessment went way up with the the value of each house.
But overall, the tax burden
was the same.
Remains the same.
It remains
about
the same. Well,
it might be a little bit more if they voted in more.
It, you know, and it depends on what people have done. I mean, mm-hmm. some people will have built an addition, or you know, put a new deck on, put a new porch on, built a garage, and so those people will see their taxes go up a little bit more. The rule of thumb, and I hate rules of thumb, but this one kind of works. In a revaluation, is about a third of the people's tax bill stays the same. About a third will see their tax bill go down because the value of their property won't have gone up as much as the value of other people's property. And about a third are going to see an increase in their tax bill.
Okay.
But unlikely to double unless they've
done Oh, no. Unless they've built a house.
Right. If you had
a vacant lot last year and you built a house on it, you're going to see a doubling of your tax bill. But you probably expected that, too.
Right, exactly.
And it's hard. You know, and we, on the notice that we sent out, I think we may have said two or three times, don't just use last year's tax rate. It might have been bold and in italics, too.
And highlighted, but...
But, you know,
I don't blame them. That's human nature,
yes. I think, you know, exactly. And we understand that. But, and that's why we want to try and communicate that as well.
We appreciate all the meetings. That's very helpful, I think, to everybody.
Yeah. Good, thank you.
I don't think they have any questions, Patrick, do they?
I don't.
Does anybody have a hand up?
See anything over there, Linda?
Nope. I don't see anything.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me tonight. Good to see you all. Give my best to Brian.
We will.
I think he stayed home on purpose.
Yeah, really.
Ben, you'll definitely see Ben.
Yeah. Thanks again, Steve.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so let's jump to department reports, and we'll start with you, Jeff, the highway.
Some of the big things that we did last month, we were mostly just working on shoulder work and doing a lot of drainage work. So we did shoulder drainage work on Douglas Drive, drainage work on the intersection, really especially the intersection of Brown Road and Hook Road, just because there's always a puddle there and it gets really muddy, the kids are waiting for the bus. And then we did start a smaller shoulder work project on Crowley Road, so... That road actually has some drainage infrastructure that was just completely full of, you know, silt and everything. It actually has a few catch basins that were just completely covered over with dirt and things like that. We're also cleaning up the shoulder and getting the water to kind of drain how it's supposed to. And that was actually completed today, so maybe on next month. But and then we did... complete that apron on the Donovan Road last week. We did some shimmin overlay, and then we did the ditch on Courier Road.
How'd that come out?
That was all completed last week.
They're very thankful.
I think it's going to make it a lot. It's really going to change.
Thank you very much.
It's just going to be a big improvement. You know, that's probably that stretch is the worst stretch, only because it's when they come from tar to dirt. If you go directly from tar to dirt, it tears up the road a lot more. Like people who you know drive that road probably notice that the first really is the first 100 feet is where all the potholes come, especially in the wintertime because you drag salt and stuff like that off the pavement. So this will help a lot with you know issues like that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And the planning board just approved a subdivision on Crowley Road, subject to the developer putting up about $20,000 in impact fee improvements to Crowley Road. Will you do that work?
So we are going to plan on doing that work. Right now, I think the timeline is by December 31st of 2027. I am planning on doing the work to that road probably in 2026.
Okay, that $20,000 will go to that?
Yeah, that'll
project.
Go towards that, yeah.
Okay, you just hold on to that $20,000?
Yeah, yeah.
In the revolving fund?
No, I believe it's in a separate account.
Think it has
I'd have to talk to Kim.
Impact fee account. Yeah. Now, one other thing. A resident called me and asked for a road sign at the end of Taylor Drive.
Okay.
And apparently he had some company and they couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And so
there's a few road signs in town that I need to.
Yeah.
That went missing, I guess.
Could I ask a question, Patrick?
Sure.
Isn't Crowley Road a scenic road?
Yes.
So they're limited to how much they can do on the to this trees.
Right.
Yeah, so scenic roads have to do with trees over 6 inches and rock stone walls.
Don't some of those have to be adjusted to
for
the houses or the entryway that's going in there?
Are you talking about for the new houses?
The development they like.
That's kind of the scenic road really only pertains to the town. Like me, I couldn't go in there and take all the stone walls out and cut whatever trees I want. Like Eversource can't go in and cut whatever trees without planning board approval.
But right? The developer can?
But the landowner is allowed to do what they want with their road frontage.
I see.
As
that's
long the biggest thing is that obviously if it's a property boundary wall,
mm-hmm.
you just need to make sure you have granite bounds. Like say you take down your stone wall mm-hmm. or whatever, you need to make sure that it's been surveyed mm. with actual granite bounds.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the police department.
Yes.
You don't have to project that far.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Fantastic.
You guys have, did you get the numbers from Christina?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how we broke them down. I gave you guys numbers from start of September, like when I got here to now, too, to kind of break that down a little bit for you, but year to date right now, we're about 295 incident reports. We have about 224 car stops and about 25 arrests.
25 what?
Arrests.
Arrests.
We've dealt with. And then what you have in front of you gives a breakdown of what each call is.
Mm-hmm.
Civil standby, DCYF reports, things like that. The 295 offense reports, that can consist of all that stuff. So it's anything that the officer kind of goes out and deals with and pulls a number for. That's
okay.
What that represents. any questions about the numbers?
Okay.
The encumbered cruiser, we've got it, the black cruiser that's here at the PD. Nevo was going to outfit it. The parts for it are 8-10 weeks out. I can't catch a break. So right now the car is just sitting here waiting for its equipment to be put on it. The Unit 1, the car that's still a Global,
yep.
It is waiting for its sticker package still. I know the people that do that, they were dealing with the hurricanes down south, mm-hmm. So it slowed that process down. There's two cars in front of ours. So I'm hoping to have that probably by the end of the month.
Great.
For the MARC unit. I also have some flyers here for Operation Stuffer Cruiser.
Oh, great.
For, Toys for Tots. I can get more. And Lieutenant Skin has started this week, so I have a lieutenant now, so that's good. Just getting him up and running. Still working all the backgrounds and getting through that, but we're in good shape. We're doing all right.
Excellent. And your two new recruits are starting?
So they're supposed to be around the 18th, but their backgrounds are still taking a little time, so
okay.
They could be out to the 25th.
And that'll still get them in time to get into the academy?
So the academy is full for January.
Great.
Not without
generally, more good news, huh?
Yeah, generally what happens, though, is when we set them up for their PT test, there are officers that don't make the PT test, so they'll automatically be bumped up. There's no guarantee, but at the very least, I know I'll have them set up to go in for May. I'm hoping for January, but that is the push. But it all comes down to when they go do their entry physical exam. So.
And can they be on duty at all in any capacity?
Sure, they can.
That?
Well, they can FTO, so they can be helping, they can be learning the ropes, they can be with an officer that's certified. So they absolutely can be of use, they just can't be on their own. And, I mean, that takes...
Understandable.
Takes some time to get them or they're operating on their own. Officer Schaefer, she has completed FTO and she is now pushing the black and white on her own.
Good.
So that's good. So between her, Lieutenant Stanton, and myself, you have three full-time officers running the street.
Getting there, good.
Your administrative assistant to replace Karen?
Yeah, she's fully emerged in doing the job. She's doing very well.
Good.
Very proud of her, so catching on fast and
great.
Easy transition.
Great.
Perfect.
Have you posted the mission statement on the website?
I did.
When?
I did that like 2 weeks ago.
Come on, boy.
It's on.
Catch
it's
up
on.
Here.
I've been looking for it. I guess I missed it.
It's right on there. Right under the about the PD. Go right down and you'll see it.
It takes a while for East Candia to catch up.
I was going to say, it hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Great.
All right.
Perfect.
Any other questions? All right. Let's move on to the fire department.
Thank you.
Oh, do you want to mention that real quick with the donations that Bob is kind enough to have donated an air compressor and a shop back to the police department.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he had a couple extra sitting around. He asked me if I had a use for them.
It's a 20-gallon stand-up Sears Craftsman compressor. That brings me down to like four now.
Perfect.
Good part about
nice.
That is
I'm trying to clean out my garage. I'm kind of
good for you.
We have low tires or whatnot. The officer can put some air in it.
Yep.
It's right here. So.
Where are you going to put that, Chad?
It's going to be in the Connex box out there, though.
Okay.
And then if they, need it, they can wheel it out.
With my UTV.
Oh, you wheel it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
And there's a shop back as well. So.
Yep.
Keep things clean.
Yeah,
they come to my house, it would be great.
That sounds like a community service.
Yes, really. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right, let's go on to the fire department.
Chief Young, where reports they've been doing truck and building maintenance, pump training, EMS training, and trailer and UTV training. The incident report from the Candia Fire and Rescue looks better every month. We made 35 EMS calls last month, and the average response time was 10 minutes and 16 seconds, which is pretty good when you consider how big the town of Candy is, and they can get to any, on an average of 10 minutes and 16 seconds after they've been called at any hour of the day. That's good. So I think we have a lot to be proud of over there by fire department. We had one building fire, an outside fire, and like I said, 30-some EMS calls, including the vehicle accidents. So that's it for the fire.
Any questions? Questions up there, no? All right, let's move on to the building department. Bob?
Building department, we did a total of 61 permits. We did 77 inspections, with 5 failed. That's the October revenue, $7,172, which brings the year-to-date revenue to $76,849.
Seven.
Wait a minute.
No.
I have 69.
That's different than the number we have in front of us.
69,674.
What's
that? That's year-to-date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess the October one wasn't added in on a...
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
No. We should hire his wife.
Say it again. Oh, we have a different amount. You're right.
Oh, that's because that didn't add on to that one.
It didn't add, okay.
All right, didn't add.
All right, so your number's the right number.
My number's the right
number.
All right.
I like your number better, so that, yes. That works out really well. Thank
me
you.
Too.
Thank you.
It puts us pretty close to on track to last year, so.
Well, we're doing better than last year, just for the fact that we did like six or eight brand new houses last year.
Yep.
Which we've only done a couple this year.
Right.
So, and you're talking $3,000 basically per house.
So that's...
We're doing pretty good this year.
I'd say so.
We're helping new houses.
the under violations, we had to talk to two roofing companies. That's all we found this month. They came in, pulled their permits, went and talked to them.
Okay.
And on the code enforcement complaints, Main Street, the ongoing one is basically done.
Oh.
The subject ended up moving out, I think a couple of weeks ago. The sister took over, and he almost had it done before he left, but the sister's finishing it up.
That's surprising.
And the one on Raymond Road.
Your friend.
Didn't do anything, so I had the lawyers had to get involved. They drafted up a letter, I told them to send it. I checked with them a month later, for some reason they forgot to send it. So they sent it out a few weeks ago, and the person refused to pick up the registered letter from the post office. Mm-hmm. So today we printed it out, gave it to the police department, they got to serve it in hand.
Mm. Okay. Good.
Great. Any questions? All right, solid waste.
Solid waste.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Total waste is tons, is 125 tons. Compared to last October, it was 130 tons. Recyclables, we're into 18 tons for October. And one of the things that, I don't know if I mentioned it last time or not, because those plastic bags that you get from grocery stores and what have you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The town has gotten so much behind turning those in that we made a bail last year. Last, I think it was not, may have been September, but we made a bail at 1,200 pounds.
Of plastic bags?
Of plastic bags. Wow. So those are not going into the landfill. And they're not hanging on trees.
Where do they go?
They will be recycled. They be recycled. We'll pack when we can get enough together to have them, a truck come in and pick them up, combine them with something else. It's just something. We got one right now, and but it's remarkable that it's. We can use our baler. That was the biggest question.
Yep.
Until we tried it, and it worked.
Perfect.
And
so, how long were those bags collecting?
I think that was probably, I'm going to say, 5 months.
Wow, that's it.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of.
1,200 pounds worth of plastic bags in it.
Right.
Will
right.
it turn into a bench? You know, sometimes a bench.
You know how many benches?
Right.
What we're doing with the bale, we're going to get money.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's
going to be a giant
like
Rubik's
that too.
Cube.
And buy the benches.
No, so I mean, it's the town really wanted to do it, and so it's
being done.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So we are a recycling committee, a town, and they showed that definitely that we have. So it takes up a little more room. But it's worth it, getting them out of land. You know. And year to date is, $75,679 compared to $63,600 last October. And the light iron. Was that's that big iron pile that is sitting there, and what has ended up happening, the person that collects it had trouble with his equipment, and hopefully would be able to get that down and be more maneuverable in that area. And Freon, 50 Freon units were excavated, evacuated, and that has to be done before we can process them.
Yep.
So, and burn pit ash removal, 32 tons of it, and that has to be tested to, see what's in it and what have you. So it's, but it's, it just takes some time to do, you know, have somebody come in and do the test on it.
Yeah.
But no, it's that's brings you up to date.
So 32 tons of burn pit ash removed.
Right. Right.
Does it
that has
get
to be
tested before it is removed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then where does it go?
That's a chuck question.
No, it has to go to a certain place it can go. I mean, certain haulers can can only haul it at that point. So
okay.
Where does it go? Unless you need something dumped, filled by you, we can.
No, I wouldn't take it.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
No, but, that's way too much. I use my own wood stove ash for my driveway in the wintertime, but okay. That's a little excessive.
I put it on my diet.
No, I mean, it is. It's
good for the water.
Not that much.
No. Well,
right now, leaves and brush, that's where that all comes from.
Yeah. Any questions for solid waste? All right. We have any updates from the budget committee?
Tomorrow night they'll be voting on the town budget.
What time's that?
7:00 here.
All right. And was there anything else? We don't have Brian here to give us an update from the planning board. So I guess we're on to some new business. We're already all set with the assessing update. Donation for the police department.
That's all set.
And then what?
Preliminary review of the warrant.
Okay.
The deadline's the end of this week, but this is what we have. So you can get a head start.
Did you touch on donations to the police department?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Bob
The air
done.
Compressor and the shop back.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
what do we want to do with these? You want me to read
them? You always review them if you have any questions.
We want them all read right out loud?
Yep.
Should we wait till Brian comes?
You could do that too. And
or
then
not?
I should have all of
so
them by then.
Look,
I still need
Jeff's Thursday,
projects.
Yeah.
I still need your projects for the roads.
Do you want to do that? Wait till Brian comes.
That's fine.
So it says either 5, 1, 2, or you know.
And you can.
So it'll be accurate.
Yeah. I'll vote for him. I mean.
Okay.
What's that?
I said I'll just vote for him.
Vote early and often.
You have time to review. You have the information if you want to review.
Perfect.
And why are some of these highlighted?
The first one, I'm waiting for a price from Chuck. How much he really wants to, raise for that. Yep. And then the other two are just Jeff has road projects. He just needs to get back to me.
And so the article for the Capital Reserve Fund for the new police station is new.
That is new.
To establish.
Yep.
And then the only other thing is the article for the elderly exemption is just increased.
Yep.
Because we voted on that.
We talked about that, yep.
And you've received letters from all these people?
All the nonprofits I have. We're still holding out on, I think, Big Brothers and Big Sisters is the only one that has not. So we may be adding one additional other than that.
Did they account for what they did for the town?
Yeah, they submit financials, yep. The financial report.
Is this our new title accurate, the 4 million?
Yes. That's after. I told you that was impossible. That'd only be a $32,000 increase in the total budget.
See, the first one, Boyd, 4,285,000.
I see it.
What did you think? You weren't going to live that long to be
able
to see that number?
I just wanted it to stand. Keep it in the threes.
You wanted it lower funded.
I wanted to keep it in the threes. Because I know some of these warrant articles are important too, so. We'll see. Hopefully our town assessment goes way up.
It's just under a billion.
Under a billion.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
That almost doubled. Because it was
400.
Wow, 5 something.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have a healthy fund, unreserved fund balance.
I'll get an updated number when I talk to her next week.
Our revenue's down a little bit. It looks like year to year.
No, I think
no,
we're
it's okay.
good with revenues. Yeah, I don't have that report.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're good. I mean, we had other things that like building department now collects more fees, so there's other things.
Yeah, that's true. It's an increase. Can we set a date for the tax? Oh, not until we get
we
the
need
MS1.
To know.
It's like MS1, yeah, and as soon as I talk to Michelle, I will send out an email. We'll do it. We'll try to do it in a turnaround in a day.
I would think possible. That we can meet. It'll probably be
as soon as,
late
yeah.
next week, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Late next week.
Well, Candy knows. I've been talking to Candy. She's the one that's been.
Then I think maybe we send it after Christmas.
We don't want to
have them get it on Christmas Day.
It's already going after Christmas, like a day or two after Christmas. Just so
what do you think of
it? We're probably going right down to the end of the year. That's what's going to happen. So.
I asked him what he thought. I don't know who it is. But.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
No more questions up there,
doesn't
Linda?
Look nope. like we have any old
no.
business. So we
table review of the warrant.
So we're going to skip that table
that okay?
for the next meeting.
Okay.
But that, so are we going to have a meeting at the end of November?
I hope not.
Well, I mean, you just decided to table that, so now we have no choice.
We're going
to
do this and set the tax rate.
Can't we do that in the
well,
same way?
Well, tax
day?
Rate, we can. We probably could do that.
Good.
It's yep. just the school thing is on that last meeting date.
All right,
the school
well,
vote.
Yeah, when I know, we'll figure out which day. And if you want to make it in a selectman's meeting as well.
You know, at
yeah,
5 or something or 6. When can you get here? 6?
6 is pretty much
earliest.
There,
yes, okay. Is that pushing it?
No. 5:30 is pushing it.
And you can, 6 you could get here if we...
If we set the date, yeah. When?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it would.
Right. Yeah. It's tough to say. I can't. You know, be throwing a dot at a dot. Sorry.
And can you do me a favor and get me the unreserved fund balance right now that we have?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Right now?
No, not. She doesn't have to leave the room. I mean. All right.
All right. So we'll table that. And. Then I'll go on to approving the 2025 holiday schedule.
Same as last year, right? I mean, we didn't...
It's, yeah, you
approve
it every year, just the dates
January
move
1st.
Around a little bit.
And Christmas is still December 25th.
Yes, but a different day.
Oh, that'll be
this
nice.
This is what we give to, yeah, here's what we give
Thursday,
to
Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
Saturday. Oh, that'll be very nice.
Yeah.
So, with July 4th... Being on a Friday, how does that work for you guys in the office?
I think that's a floater. It turns into a floating holiday, yeah.
So you could use it as the third,
you could.
Potentially, if you
yeah.
want.
If you want to.
Where,
yeah.
where it's a floating
sure.
if the sun,
yeah.
if the weather's nice.
Really extend that weekend.
Yep. So, yeah.
I think Patrick's planning for a job here. I don't know. He said something about the police department.
Their schedule is a little different. Though.
It is a little different.
Yeah.
So you want
get
a motion,
get a motion to accept this schedule?
Yeah, I move we accept the 2025 holiday schedule. As presented on this memo dated November 12th.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Pat.
Can I just bring one other thing into other business? I had been approached by a citizen about board procedures. So he actually asked about a town charter. There's only 9 cities, towns in the state of New Hampshire that are actually charters. But when I, you know, looked into it a little further, it's just really about, well, like, the rules of the board, you know, your meetings, motions, all that stuff. And the person said, well, what about if a new selectman comes in, which we will have come
yeah.
March? I don't mind putting something together and bringing it back to the board for their review. So just something on the shelf for the newer selectmen, and if you're okay with that, I was going to work on that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I am the newest
yeah.
selectman, and it was
oh, yeah.
Donna Becker that would just
kind of feed you the
give you a quick
yeah.
run through on
yep.
everything.
Yep.
So,
so okay.
that probably would be helpful.
Okay.
Do we have anything from the... anybody?
Yep. Public
yep.
input.
Oh,
good.
The anybody?
Yeah.
yeah. okay. My name is Karen Reese. I'm living at 351 Chester Road, and I think you probably all have heard about Tanglewood Estate. So I just wanted to read a little blurb, kind of a summary on what there's an upcoming planning board meeting on the 20th, and we'd ask the board's support for that going forward, and now and in the future. So I'll just read my little letter. I also have an exhibit. It's older, like from the last 2021 meeting. It's got several facts and planning board minutes, et cetera, but you're welcome to have it. I have new ones in the press right now, so they're not back yet, but you can have these ones to look at all you want. Okay, so I'm here tonight to ask your support regarding the development of Tanglewood Estates off Crowley Road. This has been an issue that has been before the citizens of Candy and the planning board as far back as 2007. Different builders have come and gone, and different size developments have been proposed. What has not changed over the years is Crowley Road itself, the only access to these potential homes. For those of you unfamiliar with this road, it is one of the oldest roads in town. It is a scenic road with limited site distance, limited right-of-way in parts that essentially cannot be modified into an arterial road that would be needed to support even a modest increase in traffic flow. Those of us in opposition to this project are concerned about the increase in traffic and the impact on safety from this project. No doubt a development of this size would increase the traffic not only on Crowley Road, but also affect other connecting roads in Candia with questionable traffic saturation. Traffic studies from 2017 were already concerned about the project's impact, never mind the increased growth Candy itself has seen in the last 7 years. A second major concern with this development is the impact on the water supply. Preliminary comments on the development of regional impact RE Tanglewood from Southern Hampshire Planning Commission in 2017 expressed concern for groundwater recharge potential in that area, parts of Northeast Chester. At the last planning board meeting regarding this development, many residents of Crowley Road spoke openly about their tenuous water situation that would only worsen with proposed 25 to 60 home development. Although this is a unique situation where the development is entirely in Chester and the only access is via Candia, RSA 674:534 allows the Candia Planning Board to determine approval or not of this project. The subdivision application that will come before the Planning Board on November 20th fails to satisfy the basic objections of the Candia Zoning Ordinance detailed in Section 1.02 of the Candia Zoning that the Planning Board is given to ensure conformity, namely, provide for orderly and planned growth of the town, lessen congestion in the streets, and facilitate the adequate provisions of transportation, water, and sewage. Based on Candia's own subdivision regulations, Article 11:03 prohibits scattered and premature subdivisions of land as would involve danger or injury to health, safety, or prosperity by reason of inadequate water supply, drainage, transportation, school, fire protection, or other public services, or would necessitate an unplanned or excessive expenditure of public funds for the supply of such services shall not be approved by the board. So we are just asking for the select board support and representation at the upcoming planning board on November 20th and for subsequent meetings thereafter. That's it. That was a summary in case you missed any of the last deck.
Yeah,
that we've been talking about it.
That's very well written.
Oh, thank you. I can give, I appreciate it. Yep, you can have them.
So we'll put that in the office.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this board has a representative to the planning board, and I think if we agree that we should oppose this project, we should instruct our representative to the planning board to vote to oppose it on behalf of the board.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I wondered, like, I know on the budget committee I'm supposed to vote whether I agree with it or not, like the selectmen vote. But that's never happened on the planning board.
It should. He's there to represent this board.
But we've never been asked.
Yeah, we've never been asked before. So it's not like he's ever gone against anything.
Yeah, nobody asked us about Main Street. Nobody, you know.
Am I asking? Is that what I'm doing?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the board itself. Oh, no, you're not. You're fine.
Good.
I just don't know how to approach that. If, you know, if one supported it and three didn't, I mean...
Well, we take a motion, make a motion to instruct our representative of the planning board to either support it or oppose it, depending on what the motion is, and I think he'd be obligated to do what this board instructs him to do.
I would like to hold off on that until that particular representative is actually in the room.
Because we've never done that before.
I was just going to say, like, you guys did do that before on the New Boston Road project. Yeah, you voted on
we
it.
Voted
did
on
we?
That?
He did vote in congruence with what you guys had decided.
I don't remember voting on it.
I don't remember voting on that
either.
Yeah.
It might have been a consensus, but maybe we did. It doesn't matter. He's got a better memory than we do, probably.
But we can add that to the agenda.
I mean, this is a contentious one. Yeah. Boston Road was a contentious one, I think, with the ones that are really...
Well, are we going to meet before the planning board meets on November 20th?
We don't know.
They meet next Wednesday.
They meet next Wednesday. And next Monday is what? What's the date?
It's the 18th.
I think that's
so that might be something we can move. Can we move here? Oh, we won't have the MS1.
That's why Karen's here tonight, because she wanted to talk to this board, I presume, before
prior to that meeting.
Correct. You can move your meeting and just have your tax rate set at a different time.
That's true.
Because
that's
true. That's a 15-minute meeting.
I'm not certain why Brian is that important. The rest of us have just as much influence over this decision as...
He's kidding, Brian. He's kidding.
he's obligated to speak on our behalf if it's a consensus of his board.
Yeah.
That would be... And if he was here, would he... I mean, if we're asking him to do something, would he abstain from voting at that time and waiting for...
Well, he could absolutely abstain.
But that's not going to help them one way or the other. An abstain is a nothing vote.
But what I'm saying is the board, whatever the rest of the board's decision is at that point.
I just, based on past votes of the planning board, I can't see that it would, I'm not going to speak on behalf. Just, if you look at the trend, this gets voted down most of the time. I don't think it's ever even come close to getting passed, so.
Is there
this project? I thought somebody said it did get passed.
It's never actually been voted on. It's never actually been formally.
Yeah, the plan's been approved.
Withdraw. No, I think it's withdrawn.
It always times out, doesn't it?
The application has always been withdrawn before they pretty much.
Yeah, but I think this time it's not going to be.
The temperature of the planning board, and then we're going to withdraw.
And there are a lot of things to consider as far as Main Street. You know what's going to happen on Chester Road and Main Street, but... So...
I guess the question, does this board support this project or oppose it?
I oppose it.
I oppose it.
I oppose it as well.
Why don't we go
on
record?
I do, just and also because of the tax impact, our roads are going to be affected.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care who says what. They just
are
going to.
First responders are closer to it.
Crowley Road right now can't handle the heavy traffic the trucks just
but even,
to
yeah,
build
even
that
if they're on
right
this end of it, Chester Road, it's just...
It affects all
it's
our services.
Gonna be,
it's
yes.
the roads. It's
coming
the
into
the
Main Street, it'd be terrible.
That would be horrible.
Why don't we take a formal position on this and let Brian vote however he wants?
You want to make a motion on it then?
Yeah. I move that this board oppose the project known as Tanglewood Estates in the town of Chester. It will have an impact on the traffic in Candia. Chester will derive all the revenue, and Candia will derive all the
bills.
Transportation.
the expenses.
That's my motion.
I'll second that. All right. Yeah, but so
I mean,
they know
even
I'm going to be here.
For fire, we'd be the first ones there.
Dean, I think, will say we have an agreement with Chester.
It's still a cost factor to the town of Candy at that time. No, I mean, it's all a cost factor everywhere down. And even though Chester Road is a state road, if they...
Well,
the traffic on this.
No, I'm not that. So even though it's a state road,
Chester,
the way the state,
Chester Road,
the way the state handles things,
it's a state
it could
road
be a long
right to
period
that point.
Of time before they'd even address it. So I mean, it's something that wouldn't. The project would probably be done, and the state 10 years later decides to do something.
And Main Street, a state road.
Main Street is.
I knew that, but I didn't know Chester Road was.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, right to the...
We maintain Chester in the winter, so we plow it.
Okay.
To the Chester town line.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion that this board...
We got a second?
And we're just discussing it at that point.
And all those in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Pat.
So, hang in there.
There you go.
Let your voices be heard. I think Brian might support that. I mean, I can't speak for him, but I think he...
Do we have any other public input?
I just have a question.
Can you state your name and address, please?
Yep, Jason Pelleggi. I'm at 297 Crowley. I won't be long. I'm curious. I'll be at the meeting on Wednesday next week, but I have yet to hear anyone from Candia actually express what positive impact this has for us. Maybe that's neither here nor there, but I've yet to hear in the four years, and I've yet to hear anyone actually give a positive aspect to this development. Mm-hmm. It's literally only negative. We get no tax revenue, and our town ends up hurting more for it. I don't get it.
Thank you. Valid point.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Does anyone there?
I've never heard anything positive.
You don't have to tell me whether you support or not. Like, has anyone there heard someone on the planning board say, "Hey, well, this is going to benefit us by X, Y, Z"? Because I have not heard anything like that.
No.
The only thing I've heard is that if the plan sticks to the regulation, that they have to approve it. If the plan is submitted and it sticks to the guidelines, it has to be approved, correct?
Well, Candia's guidelines.
Well,
that's not my understanding, because when he withdrew the application last year,
2022.
I specifically at that meeting asked the question. I said, is this a shall issue situation where if he checks all the boxes, are we obliged to issue him permission or whatever he needs to go through with it? And the answer was no, it is not a shall issue situation. Like when I go to the police station and I apply for a gun permit, the captain has to give me it based on the Constitution or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is not a situation. What's that?
Somebody has a mic on.
Okay. Sorry. So to continue, it's not a shall issue situation. If he checks the boxes for the application, we can accept the application, but that doesn't necessarily mean we approve his ability to move forward.
So, You're right on that.
The only checklist is just for acceptance.
Not approval.
So after we accept it, let's just assume the worst, and he checks all the boxes next week. It still has to be approved, and in that situation, I would hope we would get an explanation from someone who would vote in favor of it. Why we would be in favor of it, because again, to date, I've not heard any reason as to why a planning board would approve it, because it benefits us zero.
It's a valid point.
That's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Is he raising his? Or is he physically raising
his? Looks like he's scratching his.
Is that Mark? Is that Mark Shelbeck?
No.
Oh, I don't have my distance glasses on.
No.
I usually have three pairs.
Are you raising your hand to talk?
Anybody else?
I don't believe so.
You should note that it's going to be at the Moore School.
The meeting for the planning board will be at the Moore School, not
because of the size.
Or the CYA. Yeah.
Oh, so that's not going to be Zoom.
No.
Ugh. I'm going to go on with that.
I don't know if it was at CYA or if you had Zoom.
They can't Zoom there either.
All right, if there's nothing else, can we get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn?
I'll second.
Rush.
So?
Pat.
So I would.